Oh man.
Okay. Well, you ready?
Yeah.
Do this. Hey everyone, welcome back to our podcast. Just welcome. Thanks for coming. It's awesome.
Today's episode should definitely be a lot lighter. And I don't think we're talking about SM or ASPA today.
That's true. Yeah. If you've listened to our previous episodes, we pretty much have said SM or ASPA like at least a million times.
Yeah. Right now, I think we're just kind of holding off and waiting until their actual comeback.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure we'll have so much more to share with you.
They won't tear them apart. No, I'm just kidding.
Destroy their lives.
Listen, if it's bad, I don't blame the girls. I blame SM.
Yeah, that's true. Because we all know they don't have a say. So.
Yeah. I don't, a lot of the times, unless the idol does something specifically that's bad, I don't usually blame the idol. When it comes to like terrible comebacks or like ugly outfits and stuff like that, because like it's, they just are told what to do and what to wear and how to, you know.
Yeah, very true. Unless they're like an idol group that's like 30 and up.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, you probably had say, like the entertainment group was probably like, okay, whatever, you guys do whatever you want.
Yeah, Super Junior.
Yeah, seriously. They're a mess. I already saw a video of them earlier. And they're already doing crackhead stuff. And I was just like, they're still grown-ass men, mid-30s, still doing stuff.
But you know what's kind of sad, though? Like, they can't not do it even if they, like, if they want to stay relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have to continue to. I honestly, too, I think at this point they don't care anymore. Like, they're like, whatever.
Yeah.
We lose all our fans, okay, like, I guess. But, like, if they want to stay relevant, like, still making music, they have to continue being
super like funny. Silly.
Yeah,
that's true. They have to still like act youthful, I guess.
Yeah, well, especially to keep up with like the 15-year-olds that are debuting right now,
honestly.
There is, I don't even know what group, because I feel like every day someone debuts, but there is some group I saw it on TikTok, and he was like making love to the camera with his face, and I was like, you are way too young. Like, you are probably 12 years old, my dude. Like,
I know exactly what video you're talking about.
Who is letting you do this? Like, where's your mama?
The worst part is he was doing it very well. Like, it wasn't like cringy or awkward. You're just kind of like, oh, he knows what he's doing.
It wasn't like a baby trying to be a grown up. It was like, that's a grown ass man with two kids.
Yeah. Yeah, he has surpassed his teenage years. Oof. Maybe he's just peaking early, and then he'll just get, like, he'll plateau.
He'll just stay. I mean, but although where he's peaking right now is what I feel like most average men are trying to achieve. So if he knows where he is now, he's set.
That's very true. Then he'll be more, like, mastering it. We're not ready for that.
You know what else we're not ready for, Katie?
Oh, what are we not ready for?
All of the freaking comebacks are about to smack us in the face all at one time.
Dude, it's going to be like, oh, I can't even describe it. Like, it's going to be wonderful and awful, but like a wonderful awful.
Oh,
and
wait.
Stressful, but like an amazing stressful. I just,
what's that Taylor Swift lyric in 22? It's miserable and magical at the same time.
Yes. Like, we're not ready for it, but we cannot wait, you know?
Yeah. It's okay. So I feel, and it's not even just with groups. It's like, obviously all our favorite groups are about to come back, which is like, oh, okay, that's fine. But also like, solo artists are starting to just like what it's November, guys. Like, we need to like close down for the holidays. Like,
they're about to give you an early Christmas present.
Wow.
That Taman.
Taman is Satan. We've already discussed this. We've already announced it. I think in his new music video, he actually said the words, "I am Lucifer." but just in his own way, I'm sure he said it.
It was in the, what is the snake's tongue or whatever they call it?
I saw the message. I saw the message he was trying to send.
If you play the song backwards, it says, "I worship the devil."
You play it backwards, it says, "I am Satan. Please worship me. Buy my album."
He doesn't even need to do that. Like, just watch the video.
He doesn't. And you
automatically know, like, in your heart. It'll just be like, ooh.
And the weird thing, I mean, we talked about Taman before. I feel like we talk about him often. But the strange thing is he is, and Amelia, my roommate, who's also into K-pop, like, we talked about it. Like, he's such a unique idol.
Mm-hmm.
Because, one, his voice is very unique. I think Taman has a very distinguished voice. Like, if you hear him, you're like, oh, that's Taman. But also, like, his whole, like, presence is just very different from other idols. Like, you have the idols that do, like, the cute, you know, they're like, oh, they're very cute. They're very boyish, you know, boyish charm. Mm-hmm. You have, like, the ones that are, he's way too sexy. Like, he's, like, I can't even look him in the eyes.
But,
Taman's just, like, weird. Like, his whole presence, like, his just everything about him is just not normal K-pop.
Like, his on-stage, off-stage persona is really different, like very contrast, but yet he can sometimes do them at the same time, and it's scary.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, I'm this cute little innocent boy, but look how devilish I am. Like,
but it's like not even the idols that have that duality, like, mm-hmm. even Jimin can be, literally Jimin is the cutest little human being ever, but then like on stage he's a completely different person. But even there's just something about Taman that, like, just the way, like, every, like, the way he carries himself is just different from the idols, and it could be a reason why so many idols look up to him.
He just, like, got it down. Like, he figured it out. It's like he ends up making it where it's like just him and the camera.
Yeah,
he kind of forgets about everything around him.
It's I don't know, it was weird. And like, because we were watching his new music video that had come out for Idea, and it just, like, dawned on me, like, he's very, like, Michael Jackson inspired. You can see it in the way he moves.
I'm sure that's not
his only inspiration, but, like, you can totally see in the way that he, like, his fluidity,
mm-hmm.
and, like, the way he dances, like, you can see it. But, like, it's just, I don't know, like, maybe that's how you describe him. He's very fluid, like, with everything.
Yeah. He's, like, just a top-notch entertainer. Like, he's just, like, he's kind of formed his own style, and he definitely just stands out at the top.
Yeah.
And that's not just, like, within K-pop. Like, I feel like that's kind of just within all music entertainment.
Yeah. He's figured out what works best for him. And because there's no one doing it like him, he, like, took a hold of that niche, and now he's...
Yeah. Like, I would love for him to perform at a music award show, American music award show, just to, like, see everyone's reaction to the way that he performs.
Right. I'm sure they would be like, oh my god, he's like Michael Jackson.
That's true. And you'd be like, no, blah, blah, blah.
That's Michael Jackson's son!
But I am curious, like, imagine being his mother. No. Like, you know, and, like, sweet little Taman, or just, like, he's your baby, and then, like, you watch him perform, and you're just like, who is this? Where's my son?
What did you do with my son, Satan?
I am Satan.
I couldn't imagine being, like, his siblings, if, you know, like, or just, like, someone who's close to him, that then you just have to, you know, that you have to basically live under a shadow, like, your entire existence.
Yeah, like, you can never be better than him.
Yeah, like, you just stop trying. You just do whatever you want at that point, because you know that he's gonna...
Yeah, but he's, like, also very humble about it all.
Yeah. He's such a shy,
like,
boy.
If you watch him in a reality show, he's not, like, walking around with, like, a chip on his shoulder, acting like he's, like, the big man around. Like, he's just, like, normal, sweet guy. mm-hmm. who can just outperform anybody.
He's like shy. Like he's like a shy being.
Or it's like he wants you to think he is.
You can't be shy with doing the things you do. Like I don't understand. That's right. I don't understand what Debbie Ryan, I don't get it. Yeah, I don't know. It's his comeback was slash is. So I feel like he just came back with the part act one of his album.
Right.
So he didn't give us much of a break until he hit us with this. But this comeback was really nice. I actually really like the song. And I feel like he does more where he usually dances very fluid. I feel like in this song, he has more upbeat like choreography. Like it's a lot quicker. Okay. It's a lot, you know. I was shocked. Like when I saw him, like I know he can dance. Like I know he can dance. But yeah. When I saw him doing more of like quick stuff, I'm like, whoa, because usually he's very like soft and like fluid and you know.
Body rolls.
And yeah, I mean he still body rolled the shit out of everything. But
yeah.
He hit some other stuff really hard and it's like, okay, I see you.
I can't wait till he's like 45 or something and he's still doing the same stuff and he's just pulling it off.
I mean, look at Rain.
Oh, that's true.
45 is not old to them. 45 is like well seasoned.
Yeah. Rain has a different persona about him though.
Rain is
he's
a
just
man
all friend. Like I'm the cool sexy guy, whereas Taemin doesn't carry that around with him.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting.
Is a man
Rain friend. Is something else. Whew.
He's my first crush. When I was 13, I had my first love.
But
you.
The comeback. I mean, I think everybody's really excited about BTS. Like, of course, who wouldn't be?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more excited about GOT7.
Same. Well, I think that's because we're a little biased because GOT7
love
is
GOT7.
Our group.
They're our babies.
We got into BTS first. For those listening, they're like, what? Oh my God. You can see that some armies are kind of crazy. We got into BTS first and we love BTS. Like, it was. Like we're not saying they're bad by no means. They're still probably
they're still top group.
But when we got into GOT7,
I just have such a soft spot for GOT7.
Yeah,
I just want the best for them because they don't get the best opportunities.
Yeah,
and I just want them to be happy.
Yeah, no, I agree. I they're my favorite group.
I mean, okay, so what? The album's called Last Piece. And of course, the first theory that came out is they're like, oh my God, like Last Piece. I mean, like, this is their last album. It's GOT7. The rumors about disbandment's true. And I was like, oh my God, people are right because I believe everything I hear immediately. And then people, I'm very gullible when I hear information like that. Like, if you're convincing, I'll probably just believe it.
You're like, oh, okay.
I'm like, that makes sense. And then people are saying, no. And they're talking about, like, their last several comebacks, like Eclipse and, like, Call My Name and all that stuff. And they're saying, this is just part of, like the end of the moon phase.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, explain it out. And I was like, oh, my God, that makes me feel so much better. They're right. Like, that's what it is. So they're not disbanding. It's just a moon phase.
Well, I feel like, I definitely want to believe that. And if that's true, then, like, fuck yeah. Like, okay, good. We still have them. But, like, yeah. I also feel like it's just the timing is weird with talk about their, not disbandment, but talk about them not renewing their contract all at the same time. And then now they release something called The Last, Piece.
It's too convenient, or coincidence, I should say.
Yeah, it kind of makes me feel like, what if they knew they were going to, like, not re-sign, like, a long-ass time ago?
Oh.
So they made this, I don't know. And I feel like, too, like, you can't look too into it because, like, people freaked out when they came out with Turbulence because they were like, oh, my God, are they all fighting? Do they all hate each other? Because, Turbulence, Rough Air type thing.
Yeah.
Like, no. So then, like, I'm like, okay, don't think, like you said, like, don't think too much into it. Like, it's just, I saw, like, a diagram about the whole moon thing. But then I was like, JYP doesn't fucking care that much about that's way too much thought. That he'd have to put into to be like, okay, we're gonna do like the moon phases, and like, no, he's too busy making freaking working twice to death that They're not that's even, true. Like, who? That one intern that's like, no, GOT7 deserves more.
Remember GOT7, Mr. JYP? Oh, yeah. Okay. They can have a comeback this
Mr.
month.
Mr. JYP!
I could not call him anything else.
It's that one, like, little, like, nerdy intern who, like,
yeah.
is just,
who like, joined like, just because of GOT7. They got a job there.
He, like, taps him on his shoulder, like, are you gonna do GOT7's comeback, sir?
I guess. Oh, yeah.
That boy group.
They still around? I thought their contract was out. Yeah. You've cried. No. No, they're still there, sir. They're the dance practice room right now.
That's me. That's us. We're the nerdy interns. Oh my god.
Pretty much.
No, oh my god. I'm excited. I'm excited to hear new things from them. I was telling Katie earlier, you guys obviously weren't there. It'd be kind of weird. that I am thinking about pre-ordering this album, this mm-hmm. comeback. Is it if it is their last, then I need to have it.
Oh, for sure.
But also, if I don't get Yu-Gi-Oh, be like kind
no, of I feel the same way. I'm like, if I don't get JB, then I'm going to have to start trading with some people.
I'm going to have to jump on some online communities.
I will learn Korean to trade with them.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really, like, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it, but then it also makes me nervous because, like, if this is their last, then it's going to be really bittersweet because, like, yay, we get a comeback. Oh, it's the last one. Okay.
We didn't get to enjoy them as much as we wanted to. Yeah.
I still think they're going to stay together for at least a few years.
Yeah, they'll still probably do stuff together.
But it just won't be as GOT7, probably.
Yeah, it'll be 7 GOT.
Get 7.
Gone. Gone 7.
Gone 7. Had 7.
Had 7. Just to spite him. Just do it for 1 year and then go off and do, like, serious stuff.
Had 7. And they do their songs called, like, Soft Lift instead of Hard Carry.
Just, like, a whole, like, Hate You JYP kind of album.
Remixes of their old songs.
Yeah.
Instead of A, it's B.
B. Yeah, you wish you were me.
Yeah, you wish you were me. That's some quality songwriting right there, Katie.
You can have it for in. Free. You can have it for free, guys. I mean, it's all for you, babies.
Just contact her at daydreammediastudio@gmail.com.
I would throw my life away if they contacted me.
You're like, no, I can't meet them because I'm going to go throw my life away now. Like,
I have to leave. I'll just start wandering into the desert.
Your mom calls me. Katie just left out of her window. We don't know where she's going.
It just ripped through the screen. Clawed over the giant brick wall.
You're making it so much harder on yourself. Oh my god, then instead of using your front door in the sidewalk.
And I just walked in one direction and I never veered from that path.
I wonder how far someone would get before they just die. Like,
they just stuck on, like, one straight line.
Yeah. They, let's say they had, like, a backpack and stuff, and then they just kept walking.
Hmm. I mean, Forrest Gump kind of did that when he ran.
Oh, true.
And he was fine.
He was.
He became popular, but he had a lot of luck on his side. So yeah. I don't think I had that much luck.
A lot of luck. Yeah.
But speaking of comebacks, I think we have to talk about the comeback I refuse to acknowledge. It's Kai's comeback as solo artist.
No. Yeah, no.
And I'm just not gonna even know it's there. Like, even the teaser photo, you can't see. I don't even know what the teaser photo was of. Like, I don't know what that shape was in the picture, but I didn't like it.
His, like, graphics were really cool, though. Like, yeah. The way they spelled Kai was really cool.
That's true.
But yeah, I'm over everything
you're about to say. He's one where he is way too, like, he knows exactly what he's doing and he just chooses to do it anyways.
Yeah.
Into the camera, and EXO kind of like kept him to like a certain level, but now that he's out on his own as solo, like, no, thank you.
It's just not gonna work.
No. So
that's a no for me, dog. Sorry.
This will be the last you hear of me talking about it.
We talked about it. We discussed it. We brought it up. We're moving forward. We value our lives. We're moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, though, too, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, have I heard Kai sing? And I'm like, I have heard Kai sing.
Yeah, but I can't see what he sounds like.
Yeah, like if you were to play 5 K-pop voices right now, I don't know if I'd be able to pinpoint his as quickly as I can pinpoint some other people's.
Yeah, it would only have to be if it was like GOT7 and BTS members with his.
Yeah.
Then we'd be able to point him out.
Who the hell was that?
Because like the first thing you think of with Kai is you think of his dancing. You think of Eve and Love Shot dance. Like that's exactly what your mind goes to.
Yeah.
Or maybe Coco Bop. Like maybe.
Those abs coming through. Oof. It's so weird to think though that like you listen to an idol or a group so much that you just recognize their like tone, like their voice.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess makes sense. You do that with like American Idols too. Like, oh, was that Ariana Grande? Was that Taylor Swift? You know, you can hear you can hear what they sound like.
Yeah, but you can like really pinpoint it.
Yeah, like GOT7, BTS, like you can play any part and be like, oh, that's Jin. Oh, that's Jimin. Oh, that's you.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird. Are we weird? Is that no? I feel like every K-pop stan can do that. That's nothing special.
Normal.
If you can't do that, you need to learn some more. Just a little bit.
I remember especially being like freshly new into K-pop, and I would go and watch the like the lyric videos where people make them and they have like the English translation on them too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, some of the songs, I'm like, how do you know? Because they would come out with those videos like the day of that the song comes out.
Yeah, those
how are you so sure and so confident that's who's singing that line? Especially like the little ad lib in the background or something. I'm like, how do you
know? Like, who? How do you know? How do you know that was RM's? Oh, yeah. You don't know that.
It's impressive. And we just believe it. We just take it and we go, yep, so-and-so did that.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we do. We're like, yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds about right.
Sounds like something he would do. Yeah.
That's the word that he says. Over there. No, we'll keep a lookout for Kai's come back. We'll probably watch the video maybe next year. But we've mentioned it, so you guys can't be like, you missed Kai's comeback.
Yeah, don't throw it in our face, okay?
We're recovering, okay? We're gonna be recovering from GOT7. We honestly are gonna need all the mental strength to get us through. So
only thing I have to say with GOT7 is it probably won't happen, but it would be fun if they had at least like one song on there that was very similar to Just Right.
Aww,
like, especially if this is going to be their last album.
Yeah.
Or like Girl Magnet, like something really like poppy and fun.
That was such a good time for them.
It really was.
Like that whole like Girl Magnetic is just a classic. That is just, you can't be mad listening to that song.
Mm-mm. That song did not get the recognition it needed. That song needed a music video. It needed a spot at their concerts.
Mm. I don't know who let them down, whereas that didn't happen. But by doing that, you let us down too.
Yeah, seriously.
I want you guys to know that you had a direct effect on our happiness.
I will give a tiny thank you to whoever decided to do the dance practice video.
Yes, you deserve a raise.
But
I'm sorry you're working at JYP.
The video could have been super cute. I'm sorry you're working at JYP. Honestly.
I wonder what kind of employee benefits he has, like for non-idols.
I'm sure they're probably decent. JYP honestly seems like, well, he kind of talks a talk that comes across like he takes care of his employees.
Yeah.
But I guess you're saying, like, the question is, like, does he really? Or is it just he makes it look really nice and, like, really convincing? And then when you kind of think about it, you're like, oh, this is actually a shit deal.
I feel like he, honestly, I feel like the idols probably are the ones that get the most poo-poo caca ins. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, kid, we're giving you the life you wanted. You want to be a star, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, you whereas only, like, be thankful.
Yeah, whereas, like, people who are, like, this is my 9 to 5. I'm going to clock out and go home to my family. Like, I'm sure they probably have good benefits. Like, I would assume so.
Yeah. He has this fancy, like, organic cafe that everyone can eat at for free. And where he goes, you don't need benefits. You got this, like, free food I'm giving you.
Yeah.
This new building I made for you guys.
Well, really for twice. But you guys can come too.
He's like, I'm not going to give you health insurance. I'm providing healthy food for you in a gym.
So if you utilize it, you won't get sick.
Yeah, exactly. That seems like the type JYP would do.
If you get sick, it's because you are not taking care of what I'm giving you.
Honestly.
Oh my God, he's like a parent. What the hell?
He really is a parent. I feel so bad for his kid.
I mean, just that kid will grow up with whatever she wants, essentially.
But imagine she grows up and she's, like, checking in on her dad's company, like, in the past and all that stuff and going through all the old groups. And she's like, Dad, what is this GOT7? Like, why weren't they bigger? They're amazing. I hate you. I'm running away from home.
And that's Bam Bam. We're getting married tomorrow.
Oh my God, that would be so funny. You'd be like, what's up?
Father-in-law.
Oh my God. I would love to bring Bam Bam home to meet my family just to see, like, just for entertainment, just to kind of, like, see how it goes down.
See which side breaks first.
Yeah.
No?
You're funny. That would be really funny.
Before we move off of comebacks,
we
have another. Okay, actually, we have two more comebacks that we need to talk about briefly. BTS's comeback,
yes,
which I'm sure everyone is anticipating, and I am hoping that it is up to par with everything else they put out. I feel like they haven't really put out a bad anything. There's songs that I don't necessarily click with or vibe with, but, like, I think the quality of their work is still very high.
Right. And this is supposed to be, like, the self-producing album.
Yeah. Which I know that they can do. Like, it's not going to be shocking to me if it's, like, the best stuff ever. Because, I mean, they're talented people.
Yeah. I was surprised because they just put this out, I think, yesterday, their track list. I was a little shocked by how small it was.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, because usually their albums that come out later in the year are much bigger. And I just kind of thought it was going to be more songs. I don't know.
I think maybe because it is self-produced.
They put more time into
fewer. Hell no, we're not about to make no 10 songs.
That's fair. I mean, they have to perform them if they make them. So I get it.
Yeah. I think, and also too, like, the more I'm thinking about it, like right now, the second, the more it kind of makes me a little sad that, like, because they are so big, I wonder if they feel like we can't take a break. Like, because
the pressure
are growing in popularity. What the fuck is that? Popularity? Like, they can't. I wonder if they think, like, we can't take a break because if we stop now, like, we'll, like, people will not talk about us. You know how, like, you have to keep it going while it's hot, you know, type thing?
Yeah, like, they especially have that momentum for them. Yeah.
So it kind of makes me sad. Like, I wonder if they're just like, fuck this shit. Like, yes, we signed up for it, but at the same time, like, oh my God.
I can imagine that, like, the pressure now is probably greater than it's ever been. Because, like you were saying, like, they become even bigger in America. But then they also know that their time is limited because they're going to start going off into the military.
Yeah. That's true.
So it's like they have a limited time to be even bigger than what they are now. I'm sure it's really stressful.
Yeah. I'm sure Jen is probably like, oh,
fuck. Yeah.
First one up. Honestly, I think they should all just enlist at the same time and come out at the same time.
Same. Or at least, I was thinking about this, at least like the Hung line, like the four can all join at the same time and then have the Maknae line join at the same time. Because yeah, that's only 4 years done. And then that way, like, the Maknaes can be doing stuff while the older ones are gone and then vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, like, wasting what it would be, like, 6 years if, like, they do it the way that it's, like, the normal route of members joining. I'm just like, why would you spend that much, like, that extra time? Just go a little early.
Yeah. Like, literally just be like, okay, we'll be back. Like, just everyone stay calm. Have the older people go. Because then when they come back, they can just... focus more on rap because it's your rap line is pretty much, and Jen is pretty much
have like the one vocal older. Yeah, he'll go off and like do dramas, I'm sure.
Oh, with his face, of course.
It'd be a disservice if he didn't.
Be a disservice to his country. Show off that face.
Oh, I feel like that's just the best.
Yeah, no, that's definitely, you're right on that. Who do we need to contact?
I don't know. We gotta honestly enlist ARMY. Just get all of the BTS ARMY on board and then they can get it out there.
That's true. They're pretty much like the CEOs of BTS.
Yeah. Honestly.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited for their comeback, but I'm also excited for NCT's comeback.
I don't understand this comeback. Like, they just had, like, a tiny comeback, and then now they're having, like, another one. What is with SM doing this?
Because they like to prolong things and be more, like... Oh, sorry.
Work with us.
Be more, like...
It's NCT 2020, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so it's the Resonant Part 2, I believe, is what's coming out.
Ah.
So they basically did what Taemin did, you know, like Act 1, Act 2.
Yeah.
So that's coming out, and the photos for it, the pictures for it were so, it reminded me of like a modern kind of, not like a 2020 version of Touch. Because you know how in Touch they were like softer?
Yeah,
didn't have like chains or like black leather, and so this one with they all have like different colors, they're all kind of not matching but matching, you know, mm-hmm. and they're just in softer tones and or like bright, more vibrant tones, and it kind of reminded me of like a more groovy Touch era.
I like that. I like that they're doing some switching it up a little bit, doing something like a little different.
Yeah, I want them to do another Touch type song so bad.
Same. We don't have enough of those kind of songs from them.
It was such a good song. It was like, because we don't get that a lot, it was so like refreshing.
Yeah. And it was just really, and it wasn't like overly cute.
Yeah.
I mean, the video like a little bit, but like the song itself isn't like, you know, like you're doing like Baby from Astro or something. Like it was still like definitely an NCT vibe, but it just wasn't like intense.
Yeah, it was like a Old Navy commercial.
It really was.
Where you're like, oh, like those poor kids. Why do they have to like jump on a trampoline to show off some jeans? But then you're just like, it's not bad.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
I guess I'll go to Old Navy, see what they got going on.
I just like seeing like all the, like the wavy stuff with them. That makes me happy. I kind of forgot that like they were originally part of NCT. They've been gone for so long.
I know. I forgot Win-Win like existed at one point.
Same.
Like not saying that like I don't think he exists or whatever, but like because he was, when I thought of NCT 127, I was like, oh, and Win-Win. But then because he went off with Wavy, for a second, I was like, oh, shit, yeah, Win-Win. He was 127.
He was once there.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for NCT. I'm excited for all the comebacks. I feel like it's going to be a good time to be in K-pop. Everyone's coming back. It's great. Blackpink just came back. Like, Pentagon just came back. AT. Like, everyone's coming back. Everyone's songs still fresh. Now you're about to get hit with GOT7 and BTS and NCT and Taemin and Kai and Jamie. And it's everybody and their moms are all coming back right now. So,
great. And Super Junior.
And Super Junior. And then we have all the debuts every 30 seconds. So it's just a great time.
It's a good way to end this horrible, weird year.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, let's just focus on just K-pop comebacks and literally nothing else. Thank you.
Yeah, 2020 has been, like, I'm sure it's been weird for, like, everybody, but I think, for, like, the avid concert goers who, like, would easily get tickets, like, especially in Korea where you can, like, more, you know, easily get tickets to see their shows, I'm sure this has been, like, super, like, what the fuck, like, I usually go to every concert when they're here type thing,
right.
But because, you know, everyone's not trying to die.
And even, like, the debut shows. Or, like, the comeback shows.
Yeah.
It's just, concerts are just, like, that's probably one of the saddest things. It's, like, will concerts ever be the same again? And if so, how long will it take to get there? Or will they just forever be different?
Yeah.
Will they ever be pushed up against strangers dancing all sweaty to, like, my favorite group? Or...
I mean, that doesn't sound super appealing, but I get where you're coming from. but they're doing that one concert in the like K-pop drive-in concert that they did.
That's right. I'm very mad about this.
Yeah. It looked really cool. I saw it on TikTok again. But it looked really cool. But I'm like, that's an interesting way to still maintain your fan base.
Mm-hmm.
But also like not get everyone sick and possibly like die.
Yeah. I mean, that's smart. I feel like if you have the space to do it for that kind of venue,
mm-hmm.
like, and you can, like, pile in, like, a crap ton of friends into a car,
mm-hmm.
why not? That would be fun.
That would be really fun. And, like, you mean, I'm sure there's, like, okay, you can't get out of your car, but, like, you can sit on the roof or something. Or, you know, like, I'm sure it'd be cute. You could, like, buy food and eat food while you're watching your group. Now, the only bad part about that is if you park it really far away. But I guess it's the same at a concert. But at a concert, you're like elevated. You know? Right. So if you, even if you're in the way back, you can still see down onto them. If you're in a car, they don't have like car stand rises. Like, you know, you're just going to be in the far back.
I feel like the best car would be like one of those hippie vans, like those Volkswagen vans. Mm-hmm. So you can like have like a really nice like hangout spot inside. And they're also really tall. So you just climb on top.
Like when I get my van.
Yes.
Then, you know, I wonder though if the size of your car, honestly, I thought about like if I when I do get my van and I start traveling in it, like going like start to do like international stuff, because then I can like take my house with me, just ship it and then wait till it lands. I would just have to double check on like will my car be able to fit places? And then things are a lot bigger. Especially in America. Yeah.
Yeah, like in Korea, to these concerts, can you roll up in like a RV or like a camper?
You live here.
Just like be tall, be the bigger vehicle.
And get right in the front.
Be an asshole.
That way the idols can't even see over you. They literally have to sing right to you.
Yeah, they have to see me and look at me.
Honestly, and I would die.
Get in my car and drive away.
I would fall off my car and then just run. I would forget my car. I just went away.
Just leave it.
You Who can needs the car? It. You can. It's yours. Throw the keys.
Chuck the keys at Jamie's face. Here.
I made it for you.
For all your cats.
No, that it was really. It's a really cool concept, though. I really think that that's going to be really cool, or that was really cool.
It's good to see that, like. They're out there still trying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like they're just sitting there going, well, we can't have concerts. Like, that sucks.
I'm sure it's taking a toll on them, too, though. With the
Oh, for sure.
Like what they want to do with their lives. And like, they can't do the one thing they want to do.
The robots will get rusty if they don't move every once in a while.
Taehyung will fall apart.
He was not programmed to stop.
Yeah. They're like, you have to rest. What is rest? I
don't know. Rest. No.
No. You only got cheese pizza? Okay. Anywho, before we like wrap this up, do you want to talk about King Daniel and Jiho, or
because King Daniel and Jiho, like, they broke up. Honestly, they lasted a while, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, a year and 3 months.
Like, that's not too bad, and they're really cute together.
Mm-hmm. He taped a mirror to his hand to see her from behind. That's so interesting.
I saw that. I was like, that's so cute. And then I was like, well, maybe, what if that's, like, really creepy? Like, when did he do that?
Yeah. Or is it a dating? You're just watching her?
He's like, what the fuck?
He, like, looks over and sees herself in the reflection of his palm. He's like, what the fuck is happening?
Also, like, King Daniel just turn around. Like, just look at her.
But also, like, was no one else by him seeing him with a mirror taped to his palm of his hand? Like if I was anywhere in that area, I'd be like, yo, why does he have a mirror taped to his hand?
That's true. I mean, that's like a weird thought out thing that he did too. Like, before he even went to the show, he was like, you know what? She's going to be behind me. I need to bring a mirror so I can look at her. Okay, well, you're going to see her after this.
You know, it's also weird. You know that she knew that he was looking at her. So then she had to look pretty.
She had to be like on her game, like the whole time.
Like posture, like your face, like, you know, like, like, you know
yeah,
how you act, yeah, when a cute boy is looking at you and you kind of like juicy up a little bit.
Can't be caught off guard.
So that must suck for her the whole time. She's like, oh shit, like he's watching me, like he can see me.
Yeah, he made her uncomfortable. She couldn't relax and enjoy herself.
Like how we're just assuming things. She cried at night.
She cried at night.
That's why they broke up.
And in reality, he was just trying to look at somebody else.
He cheated. He was cheating the whole time.
He just intercepted it. And so they started dating that way. He was like, yeah, I guess so.
He was really going for the girl next to you. But all right.
You'll do. Going for the boy group behind her.
BTS yeah. is right behind you. But okay, don't flatter yourself.
Yeah, he's like, oh my God, Jimin's right there. It's right by Jiho.
Oh my gosh, I cannot.
Well, they broke up and that's sad, but that's life.
Yeah, that's kind of just it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Honestly, it still gives me hope though that more and more idols will
be open about dating.
Yeah, like kind of branching out and being like, you know what? It's my life. I do what I want.
That's true. I don't feel like there was like any big news with them. It was like, okay, cool, they're dating. And like, that was it.
Yeah.
Nobody, I think like, they lost their minds.
I think they did receive some hate, which is expected. I think even yeah. If you have any type of fans and you start dating, you're going to receive some type of hate. But it wasn't, right. I feel like it wasn't as bad as people assume. Like, people assume, like, when you start dating, like, that's it. It's completely over for you. There's no way to come back from it. Like, you are just, I feel like
yeah.
fans will hate you for a little bit. They'll get over it because mm-hmm. they're not the one. You are not the one.
You are not the one. You will never be the one.
And then they're good again. And then they're like, oh my God, they're actually really cute together. Oh my God.
They're normal people who want to date other normal people. Weird.
Crazy. Oh my God.
They don't want to date you.
Because you are not the one. I just really want you guys to understand that and be okay with that and be happy with that. Because your life is so much better when you do. Trust me.
Find your inner peace and know that. Believe that because you have to. And then move on and go find the actual one.
Yeah.
If you want to. If you want to find the one. If you want to be miserable your whole life, that's your prerogative also. So.
But don't make other people miserable because you're miserable.
Yeah. If you want to wait around for Top to leave his apartment for the first time this year and run into you and then start dating you, it's fine. But he's not, he's an alien, so that's never gonna happen.
You can't even date like humans. So
yeah, I'm pretty sure he left planet Earth during the last 2 years.
He just returned, actually. He was in
and
his
he has another alien covering for him, and that's why we see all those weird, crazy posts on Instagram.
But aliens trying to figure out Instagram, like, what do I post? What is this?
Because sometimes I see his post and I'm just like, is somebody checking in on top? Because I'm concerned. Concerned about his mental state with these Instagram posts.
He's one of a kind.
Yeah.
That's my bias. Moral of the story, they broke up and it's sad, but let our idols date. Anywho, that is it for this episode. We basically just covered comebacks because, like we said earlier, everyone is coming back, which is great, and hopefully they come back and they stay forever. Got seven. But if you are not following us on Instagram, you should be, because it's kind of rude. But you can go to Instagram, you can follow us at The Stands Next Door. There you'll just stay up to date with any new episodes we post, comeback of the week, disrespect of the week, things like that. We also are underneath a media studio, which you can follow them on Instagram at Daydream Media Studio. And there you'll find not only information on us, but also information on our sister podcast. Me and Katie host another podcast called What We Tried. It's really random, all over the place, but a really good time. And then me and a good friend, Amelia, host a more sinister, spooky podcast. It's called Sinister Sisters. We basically talk about conspiracy theories, true crime, urban legends, paranormal. You guys get the gist. And then we have another podcast joining us soon, and their concept is really funny. And we will let you guys know once we know more information about that. But stay tuned for that. So if you go to Daydream Media Studios Instagram, you'll also find a link to our website, the studio website, where you will find more things. So if you are in love with us, and you're like, oh, I want more, we got you. So if you go to daydreammediastudio.squarespace.com, you will find each podcast I mentioned. They each have their own little page. On the page, there's more little fun stuff to look through. On our page specifically, we have the Disrespect of the Week. We have all of our current faves, a link to our Spotify playlist that you can definitely go and scroll through, and like so much more. So if you remember anything, remember daydreammediastudio.squarespace.com.
Yeah. And we will be back next week with more news.
Yeah.
Then
more news. Hopefully, like juicier content.
Yeah. SM.
SM messed up something so we can talk about it.
Oh, they will, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, because Acepa is debuting, so we'll see. Mm-hmm.
The countdown begins, people.
All right, guys. See you next week. Talk to you next week.
Bye.